You suck, Chris.
Are you ready for some meatballs?
And God said, let there be football. The 2020 NFL season is here. And of course, it feels a little different with everything going on. But I think this is going to help help things feel a little normal. And I think that's good. I think that's a good thing. Now, not at the expense of not taking the virus seriously. You know, of course, we still need to. But the league has worked hard at making sure the players are safe so that they can do this. And I'm glad. And I think it'll be... I think it's good for our culture, our society, just to see a football game on TV. A little bit of normalcy back. Does this fix everything? No, of course not. Does this make the virus not exist? No, of course not. But it's just a little glimmer of hope that things will get better and we'll be past this one day. Thanks for listening to the Meatball Composer. I'm so glad to have you tuning in. Today I'm going to have Mark on again and we're going to talk the 2020 Bears season, put some all-important predictions out there using our immense wisdom and knowledge with the sport of football. And we'll also talk about how the Chiefs and Texans game could look tonight, and we'll make silly, meaningless, random predictions about who's going to win the Super Bowl this year. So we'll have fun. I'm looking forward to it. And let me go get him and bring him on, and let's talk some football and some Bears. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. How are you?
Well, I'm ready for some football, actually.
It's true.
I've been excited all day. And I think since I'm in Kansas now and seeing people wearing Chiefs hats and Chiefs jerseys today, like, it kept reminding me, oh, yeah, football starts today. Yeah, football starts today. And, yeah, I am ready for some football.
I am, too. More ready than I thought I'd be based on the pandemic and the initial results that baseball was getting. But then The other sports seem to have been fine. And, of course, football's not doing a bubble. But let's, I guess, give it a whirl.
Yep. And I heard that the Chiefs even sold some tickets. Did you hear that?
Well, yeah, I thought they were doing like a 20% capacity or something.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Of course, down here, the big news has been that LSU is doing 25% capacity.
Ah,
which is like 25,000 people.
Right.
Socially distanced.
I think that's good. How do you feel about that?
I don't really know. I mean, on the one hand, football is sort of the obvious, this could definitely be a sport that spreads the virus just by its very physical nature. But on the other hand, it seems like it's going pretty well in all the sports now, and I honestly didn't really expect that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think pro leagues have the resources and the wherewithal to do this better than colleges, so that part concerns me.
But okay.
I don't know. I'm no expert. I don't know. Can we just, you know, all move on yet? No, probably not. But
I'm not saying move on. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little worried that we're rushing to it, like in the college setting, because we want to move on to normal and the money and all that.
Yeah.
But I think if pro leagues want to, and those players have signed off and know the risk and they're handsomely compensated, I don't have any problem with that. I think it's a lot fuzzier applying it to unpaid 20-year-olds.
Sure. So. Yeah, if they were going to say, all right, we're selling capacity, I think that would be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Even 50%, bad idea. But 20, 25, I think it's probably going to be okay, especially if you're in an outdoor stadium.
right? I mean, yeah, I mean from what we've heard.
Last study I read on it's been a bit now, you know, a few weeks, but it was talking about ventilation being the issue.
Yeah.
And so you would maybe hope that this wasn't that bad of a venue for it, at least outdoor stadiums. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really don't know enough about it. I'm just, you know, I'm hoping for the best. And it seems like we've gotten a lot better at treating it without having to have ventilators for everyone. And that's a big deal. So
right.
Here we are.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. So, you know, tonight I am looking forward to the game, but then I know at some point, it's just a matter of when they're going to put up that graphic of Mahomes, Watson, and Trubisky.
Over, under 2.5 times.
Over. Definitely over.
Shout out to my gambling buddies. You know who there you are. Go. Not that I gamble, but they do.
I mean, that's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Multiple times?
Oh, yeah. I would probably, man, 2.5. I see it. That's why I put the line there.
That's a good place for it.
I'll say, can we do just mentions of it instead of the graphic?
Yes.
Then I'll take the over.
Okay. All right.
Maybe the graphic once a half or so. Who knows? it sort of sucks though, right? Because here we are excited for football.
More than sort of.
Majorly. So the meta part, right? The big picture, that definitely sucks. But even the small part, it's like, I'm ready for football. And then it's like Watson Mahomes. I'm like, oh. Now it's just to put my Bears sad face on. Back jersey and just pretend the quarterbacks don't matter.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wear my Urlacher jersey and take a picture and get myself in trouble.
I have one upstairs.
I do. It's, you know, it's sitting in a dusty heap somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, that hurt. That broke my heart. It was like, anyway, we don't have to get into.
He's not an articulate guy. I would like to, like, see him talk with someone articulate about it. I'm not trying to make excuses. It was really stupid to say, but I never thought he was all that bright to begin with, and so I'm pretty sure if he sat down with Matt Forte, he'd end up being like, "Oh, okay, I get it now."
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't really excuse it.
Tillman.
Yeah, that was a
Briggs.
Hey, you know, you've done something when you managed to make a worse headline for the Bears than the fact that they decided to stick with Trubisky. I mean, that's maybe we should thank him.
Congrats, Urlacher.
Yes. Hall of Fame performance.
Do my part. Still want to support the Bears, even after playing.
Go get some Rogan. Look at this hair.
Oh, man. Okay. So, let's move on to 2020 Bears.
Yeah.
I saw today, I think CBS Sports said all of their experts said the Bears finish last in the NFC North.
I was going to ask that. If we didn't talk about it, I was going to bring it up.
I think that's insane with this defense.
Is that about the Bears or the Lions or just the perception of the Bears offense and quarterback?
I think that's exactly what it is. I think it's, Mahomes and Watson are great. Mitch is bad, therefore the Bears will be last place in their division.
One of them, who was it? One of the CBS guys. I think they're all pretty terrible. It wasn't LaConfora or whatever his name is. He's the worst.
Yeah.
Is there a BR? Somebody with a BR? Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
He picked the Bears to be 3-13.
Oh, my gosh. Not with this defense.
Yeah, no. I mean, unless they're all hurt, no way. However... Mm-hmm. I will take that over 8-8 all day, every day. I'll be miserable during the season and then thrilled when we draft a real QB.
Well, yeah, theoretically.
I mean, just saying, like, in the long run, I would rather do that than be.
I understand. Yeah,
Will
you don't
Brinson,
want to be
in... I think, was the guy who picked him to be 3-13. But I would take that for the long-term benefit of Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, whatever, over another 8-8 no playoffs.
That's true. That's true.
But I think the range of wins is like 6 to 10 or 11.
That's what I think as well. I'm going 10-6, partly because I'm a meatball. But
right.
If this defense is healthy, even close to healthy, they're going to win games for you. I don't think it's good enough to win a championship, this defense. It's not a 2000 Ravens or even
not deep enough.
Genuflect, like, 85 Bears.
But, starters are really good. There's next to no depth except for maybe in the D line.
Yeah. But I think the defense could get them to the playoffs, but they're going to need to score to get beyond that.
That's deep. No.
Isn't it? Yeah.
We said it last time, but you know what? I can't remember the stat, but the record under Nagy is like really good if they just could score like 22 points or 24 points or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they lose constantly. It seems like 18, 15, 16, 15, 10, 17, 12. You know, it's like,
yeah,
one more touchdown and one more field goal. Has the offense improved enough to get you that?
That's kind of what I'm saying. It's not 85 Bears where they're going to shut out playoff teams, and it's not 2000 Ravens where they're going to give up, what, 10 points a playoff game?
And those teams ran the ball well.
Yes, they did. Very well. Very well.
It's a formula that just doesn't get you many championships, so we got to fix the QB. But the idea that the Bears D, if healthy, would still only win 3 games is pretty comical.
A ridiculous
prediction. And everyone loves the Lions passing game, but, you know, they're no deeper than the Bears. Like, both those teams could bottom out real bad with the wrong people get injured. Just ask the Lions last year. I think the division's wide open. I don't think any team in the division wins 3 games.
Yeah.
As long as they're halfway healthy, they should all win at least 5 or 6, I think.
Yeah. I think with number 12 up north of the Cheddar Curtain, you still got to, you know, think that they're going to be in the mix. But other than that, who else is going to be? You know, will it be Bears and Packers? Will it be Vikings and Packers? Will it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you put my mortgage on the line or something, I would probably pick the Vikings right now just because they are still bringing back a pretty good team. They did a really nice job rebuilding, but I don't like that I'm counting on Kirk Cousins there. And a bunch of
I wasn't rookies. Gonna say it.
But I think the Packers are due for a major regression. We've talked about that. And I can't pick the Bears until the offense makes good on all this chatter that they have about how much better they're going to be. And I can't pick the Lions, so you sort of just default into the Vikings. But that said, I wouldn't be surprised with the expanded playoffs if the North has multiple playoff teams, even though it doesn't look as good as, say, the South, and definitely not as good as the West. I think it's going to be really competitive. So that's the Bears' shot.
I like it.
So, Bears-Lions.
Okay.
If you got them winning 10 games, I'm assuming you've got them beating the Lions twice.
They'd have to, yep.
Pretty much.
Yep. And, you know, we talked last time, I think, that Mitch has really, really performed well against the Lions. So, and in fact, I could see – I don't predict this, but I could see Mitch playing this week, doing well. Then is it Giants week 2?
Yeah. And start out good. It's another reason I would have picked Mitch to start, just because you might get him rolling with the momentum and confidence.
Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, but then I could see Foles, you know, coming in game 4, game 5, just because at the same time.
After Mitch stinks against the Colts and the, you know, Bucks or Falcons and Colts or whoever.
Yeah.
Now, I want Mitch to work out. It's better for the Bears if it's Mitch.
Of course.
It's still the case, but who knows. But I think, you know, with this game, I think every Bears game is fairly hard to pick at this point. We just have so many questions about the offense. And it's at Detroit, but does that even matter this year right now?
Nope.
Like, will it matter in a month or two? Maybe. Right now, it's like, I don't really think that's really a big factor. I think both teams feel like they have things to prove. But ultimately, because of Matt Patricia, I'll still take the Bears in this game until he proves he can run a defense different than the one that the Bears carve up all the time. And ultimately, I think he's the biggest reason to say Detroit's still the worst team in the division.
I'm thinking like a 17-14 Bears win.
Yeah, something pretty ugly, but I think they're just a hair better. I think the Lions could be competitive. There's a scenario where they don't stink again, but I don't believe in their coach at all, so it's kind of hard to.
Well, even
like,
last
if I was talking to a Lions fan who's like got a tortured history with the Lions, obviously, is he any more optimistic than I am? I highly doubt it. Like, we're both just kind of like, I have no idea, right?
I don't know. You better check out Lions Twitter. Yeah. They're pretty crazy. They are insane. So who knows?
I love the idea that you're like down in a lab composing music and looking at the Lions Twitter.
half note, Lions Twitter. That's pretty much the routine.
I need a minor chord now.
Must look at Lions Twitter. Well, Lions Twitter is kind of like the Cowboys Twitter, except the Cowboys have won championships in, you know, my lifetime. But
and
they kind of chatter the same.
Really, really good on paper.
Yeah, but they got that.
If the QB does anything at all, their offense is really good.
I'm thinking their head coach. I mean, how many times did
good old McCarthy?
How many times did Aaron Rodgers bail that guy out?
That'll
over
be a
the
fun
years.
Thing to follow.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because I've always been like, ugh, Cowboys. I'm pretty interested in following them from a distance this year because they have a lot of interesting storylines. Right, like the Dak stuff, the McCarthy. The Cowboys fans that I know from our time in Texas, they think McCarthy's a significant upgrade.
Oh, boy.
Like, you don't know the NFC North like
I
know.
North. We've seen it up close. I still don't know how they won a Super Bowl with him. Well,
that was peak Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah, that second half 2010 into 2011, that's some of the best quarterbacking I've ever seen.
I was like, my goodness, they went from Favre to this guy, and he's going to win four championships. Thankfully, he hasn't.
Thankfully, Mike McCarthy.
He was good enough at that point that you thought there were going to be multiple, and it's a tremendous organizational failing that they haven't won more with him.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always hesitant.
We'll find out when he's a Bear next year.
Oh, jeez. That's why I'm hesitant to people say, oh, Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to win multiple Super Bowls. Like, maybe.
This is a way better ran organization right now than the Packers were, though, at this point.
We didn't know that at the time.
True.
Remember, at the time, everybody thought, oh, Ted Thompson and the Packers, that's just, that's the best organization in football. Blah, 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 blah. And it seems like number 12 covered up.
I remember thinking their defense wasn't that great. I do remember that impression, but I don't know. Mm. The season sets up pretty well for the Chiefs. Like they bring everybody back. Somehow they didn't have any of their coaches poached. And they're the ones now with the, all-world talent quarterback god. So they could rattle off a couple more. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying I've seen too much in my moderate age lifetime to know that you can't take anything for granted.
True.
I mean, how many people, well, maybe not many people, but like to cross sports here, didn't the Cubs sure look like they were poised to win a couple titles there in a five-year span?
Took away Javi's video, so how can he be expected to hit now? I thought that story was hilarious. Also, I know they all come for Cubs.
That's right.
The Trevor Bauer stuff is hysterical. Yeah, I'm sure you saw that, right?
What? No, I did not.
He shut him down for like 7 2/3 with like 10 strikeouts.
I watched that last night, yeah.
And then in the post game, he said, yeah, they were chirping at me the whole time. It's kind of funny when I, if some kind of crass shoved it up, some kind of saying, PG-13 here on the podcast. Mm. And he's like, it's kind of funny that they're just chirping, but whatever. It was just hilarious to me because I think he might be a little bit bitter about the World Series still.
Yeah, wouldn't you?
But he did kick butt, so you got to hand him that.
Well, last night he did, yeah. But he was the 10th inning pitcher in Game 7. That's right.
I forgot about that. Yeah, coming in off the goofy rain delay Game 7. Let's drag this out some more for Cubs fans. I really want to have a podcast on this sometime, maybe when the baseball playoffs are getting started. I know enough Cubs fans to have some things to think about with you on that. But
yeah,
did you
I'll help
do...
you rip on Cubs fans too.
There you go. Did you want to do NFL season stuff, or are we done with the Bears since we did a pod on the Bears last time?
Yeah, and I think it all depends on Mitch and defense health. And
I had one other Bears question.
Okay.
Did you see the stats that they compiled? Somebody on Twitter, Eric Lambert or somebody that's not really a super famous journalist, but he does cover the Bears. He's talking about Mitch and his QB rating and just general performance when a tight end has 40 plus yards. He's like way better. And I'm like,
a tight end.
So throw him two first downs and another pass, and Mitch is all of a sudden good. But he had a lot of data. I thought it was interesting. So is you buy that the tight end could actually be the key to unlocking Mitch and or the Matt Nagy offense?
Well, we know that the tight end is extremely important to that offense.
Yeah, if you look at the two teams that
run it. Look at Kelsey. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll see that tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I do think a competent tight end performance would greatly help, especially with we're uncertain about how the run game's going to look. Uncertain being the most optimistic outlook.
Yes.
As far as that goes. Yeah.
True. He's playing. Montgomery's playing, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think if we look back and we say, Mitch doesn't suck this year, we will probably think, oh, hey, look at the tight ends are productive. I think they could go hand in hand. But I think the tight ends could be productive and Mitch could still suck. You see what I mean? Like, if he's good, they're going to be a part of it. But he's capable of being bad even if they're good. Sure how to word it. But
better tight end performance is going to make him better. Anyway, right?
Better. Well, they can run more 12 personnel and disguise what they're doing better. That's the hope. Yeah. It's got to be because they were so bloody predictable last year.
Mm-hmm. So, I think you put four receivers wide, two tight ends, and then have Mitch run it. That's what I think. That's what I want to see.
Four offensive linemen. We don't need Massey anymore. If Fetty, tired of the false starts, we'll just run with four, or maybe down to three.
Was my math bad there? Let's see. Four wide receivers,
two tight ends,
five linemen. I got 12 men on the field.
You're a Bears coach. You're ready.
That's right, my friend. Go out there, Mitch. Go. This is why I teach music and not math.
I thought music had a lot of math.
Do you
want Matt Nagy to come out in a Wildcat the first play?
Oh,
I think it would be hysterical if he's like, ha ha, psych, we have two starting quarterbacks.
and with full split wide.
Yeah,
the wrong one
actually having to like run a route and that'd be perfect. Tariq Cohen snapping it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
oh my goodness.
I want 2018 fun Matt Nagy that I didn't think was a buffoon back so bad. Like that's a story that's not getting enough press with the quarterback stuff. It's like
he's supposed
to be fixing the quarterback room. They hired him to groom a young quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's failed colossally. Like, I think he's a good leader, but not really doing much for development with the part that he was hired for, the position. Mm-hmm. And then I think he probably should give up play calling. So I look around a lot of the good head coaches. I think Andy Reid's the only one that you can be like, oh, yeah, definitely calls the plays.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, back to the big picture NFL, right?
Well, that triggered another question from me, though.
Okay, fine.
In regards
to we just can't leave the beloved.
So I know, so close to my heart. Yeah. He's supposed to be fixing the quarterback room. Supposed to be training and grooming up Mitch. A lot of whispers out there last year that he did not think Mitch could do it. So then they go and they get Foles. I mean, all of those unspoken signs seem to point to Pace, Ryan. I cannot work with this kid. You got to get me someone else. But then Mitch ends up winning the competition. So it's like, what's going on?
I don't know.
We talked
about it last time.
Next.
I think Mitch is the one. Like, it makes more sense to start with Mitch than it does Foles, considering that Foles didn't light up the training camp. It was on him to take the job. And with COVID limiting the offseason, it was a tough task. But I think it's... They're both going to play. I mean, neither one of them ever stayed healthy for that matter for a whole season. So I don't know that there's that people got so irritated when they picked Mitch. And I thought for the context they were in, it made sense. And we'll probably see both of them before the season's even halfway over, in all honesty.
So do you think that there's any validity to those rumors that Nagy does not think he can work with Mitch? He doesn't think.
I think
Mitch
after
has
the season, that stuff has probably was spoken. Yeah, because he benched him against the Rams in what, week 11 or 12 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they made up an injury that he didn't have. Mm-hmm. You know, we had 9 yards in the first half against the Eagles. Nine yards.
You know, like, that's bad, right?
Mitch was abysmal last year, and then they asked him to do all this stuff, and they're really happy with how well he worked on it, and his teammates are raving, and you are like, okay, here we go again, or is it going to be different, which seems like a miracle. So now Nagy's back to having his back because he's happy with the work he put in. I mean,
I don't know. It's
all hard to believe. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that Nagy's like, I didn't really want this guy after all, psych. You know, it's probably accurate enough. The team he was on, after all, did draft the one we should have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just hindsight. No one thought Mahomes was the top QB.
Nope.
At the time, they thought he had maybe the most upside, but he was a big risk too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So the Chiefs, they also are the right organization to develop one.
Weapons, all right, big picture.
All kinds of
big stuff. Picture NFL.
Okay.
Let's go there. Who's winning the Super Bowl? Bears.
No. Saints over Chiefs, if only because repeating is so hard in this league. And I think the other team that's really good and really complete, if they stay healthy, is the Saints.
Saints over Chiefs. So you think the football gods balance out the scales against up against the Saints?
I brought Louisiana State a college championship last year. I am now going to bring the Saints and Drew Brees a swan song NFL title.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, they're very complete. Like, top to bottom, it's a really good roster. And they've had some heartbreaking playoff losses, but I feel like they might be due to put it together when it matters.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I probably would pick the Chiefs if they hadn't just won it, and it just seems like nobody repeats. What, it's been like 3 years since a repeat. So that's part of it. And I don't think, I mean, the other elite teams, I think they're going to be good still, but I like Ravens, Niners, you know, those are both excellent teams, but I don't think the Ravens are winning 14 games again.
Oh, Bears.
And I don't think they're better than the Chiefs. And I don't think Garoppolo is a surefire hit yet. I mean, it may be. So I could see the Niners being, you know, a 10 or 11 win team. They barely beat Seattle. Both those games could go the other way, and all of a sudden they're the 5 or 6 seed.
I'm not a Garoppolo believer. I think he's fine. I think he's, you know, above average, but that's it. That's it.
All right. So who do you got?
Bears. No, I guess not. I wanted to say that. Well, I know I said, you can't expect teams to repeat, but I think I'm going Chiefs, and they're going to beat – ooh, how about the Seattle Seahawks?
Okay. Seahawks have good players where it matters most, of course. They're definitely in the mix. What do you think of the Bucks?
No, I don't believe that at all. I'm sorry.
They are the team getting the love right now. They won the offseason. When's the last time that led to a championship? Of course, you don't normally have a Tom Brady as part of it.
Mm-hmm. Plus, this is 43-year-old Tom Brady.
He wasn't that good last year.
No, he was not. He was not. And I think he'll be, you know, just age and wear and tear, a little bit down even more this year.
But he also does have way better weapons.
He does. He does. But I think we are going to see that Brady and Belichick were better together than they will be apart.
Okay, that was going to be one of my questions. Brady or Belichick, who has the better year?
I think Belichick. I think he's the better head coach than Brady as a quarterback. Some people might say, but Brady's the GOAT. You know, I don't think he's the GOAT. I think you could say Belichick might be the best head coach ever, but I would never argue that Brady is the best quarterback ever. Most accomplished.
Yeah, best is a tricky word, I guess. Yeah. I think I would say he is, just because accomplishment is sort of synonymous for that position, but I wouldn't say he's the most skilled.
I guess so, but has Brady ever thrown a ball that made you go, whoa, the way Peyton Manning did or Aaron Rodgers did?
Maybe during
even Mahomes
when
they
were like 18-1. Oh, Mahomes does it all the time. His freaking no look stuff, his left handed stuff, throwing the ball out of the freaking stadium on the highlight clip just because he can.
Yeah, and the 18-1 season, I mean, how many touchdowns would you or I have had throwing to Randy Moss? You know?
One.
Just go, Randy, go. Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I think the Patriots could suck pretty bad, depending on whether Newton's good or healthy. Which Cam Newton are we talking about here? Who is on their offense? Yeah. Defense is still pretty good. Belichick's amazing. They're never going to suck, you know. But, like, for them, 8 or 9 wins would be sucking.
Yeah.
I think the Bills might win that division. That hasn't happened.
Oh, my gosh. That would be crazy.
I don't know. I was, like, 8 or something, right?
12 or 13
is what I would be there. Yeah, so that's but they're pretty good. So is the Bucks, or if I were to say, hey, who's your pick for team getting a lot of press that you don't buy, would you pick the Bucks then because of the stuff we just mentioned?
I would either pick the Bucks or the Cowboys. Probably the Cowboys, actually. That's where I'd go.
A lot of skill player talent.
I know, but they've had that before, and I just can't shake Mike McCarthy. You know?
Yeah, that's an interesting pick. I mean, the Bucs would be good if Brady's able to, you know, have a throwback season and connects with their offensive scheme. He's never really done – Bruce Arians likes to air it out. That's not Brady's game.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see it going poorly, but it's also hard to count him out, and they do have a lot of talent. Dak he had a great year last year by the numbers, but he totally crapped the bed down the stretch when they were fighting for the division and the Eagles somehow won it, which they shouldn't have, really shouldn't have.
Yep.
So I still consider him somewhat of a question.
I don't see the last year's 8-8 Cowboys and say, oh yeah, they've made significant improvements.
Did they do anything for the defense that I missed? They signed he's already out for the year. one of the D tackles. Gerald McCoy.
But another reason I would say Cowboys instead of Buccaneers for me is because Arians is a much better coach than Mike.
Yes,
McCarthy.
He is. Shame he was never the Bears coach.
Oh.
All right. So tonight's game.
Thank you, Phil Emery. Tonight's game. Oh, I think the Chiefs got the hype, you know, they're the defending champs. I think they win tonight, but I think I'm going to go Chiefs 31, Texans 24.
Okay, I was going to say Chiefs 31, so I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to say 31-17.
Ah, okay.
I think Texans might be one of those overrated teams. And we're about to find out more about Deshaun Watson, I think.
Yeah, could he be on the overrated list?
I think he is. I think something weird has happened here. I think he's good. Okay, I'm not saying he's bad.
Yes.
He's way better than the Bears QB in my lifetime, period. Like, I'm not pretending. But so you had Mahomes and Watson. They're so amazing. And you had, Mitch, he's so bad. So let's just make Mitch the worst QB ever when he's not. Like, he's not a Jamarcus Russell-level bust in a vacuum.
No.
He's a Jamarcus Russell-level bust because he's not Watson or Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that has made Watson placed at the same level as Mahomes. And if you just look at the numbers, they are nowhere near. Watson has, like, half the touchdowns, at least passing.
Mm-hmm. Like
26 is his highest in the season twice. Mahomes hit 50. they're not. He's way better than Watson.
Yeah.
And so, but Watson's getting paid more than anybody in the league in annual value right now.
And I'm didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it's $40 million. I mean, of course, Mahomes signed the bigger, longer deal, but per year, Watson's making more. So yeah, I think when you look at all of that, he's overrated. They're not going to contend if him making $40 million and throwing 26 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to play actually better. And maybe he still has not hit his ceiling, but I think he might be overrated as good as he is. Because they act like he's the second best player in the league, and he's just not.
No, he's not. He's not the second best quarterback. You know, he's top 10, maybe top – I don't even know if I'd say top 5. But he's top 10. But, yeah, it's not 1-2 Mahomes. I mean, this is not like Marino Elway.
Not yet.
In the 80s. You know what I mean?
I think it isn't the real rivalry right now, not Watson and Mahomes at all, but Mahomes and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, if he does it again, obviously we got, you know, that's got to not be a one year wonder. But
interesting you bring him up, because I picked him for one of my
down year perhaps compared to last year.
But well, yeah, I mean
the bar is too high. Year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I picked him for my fantasy, one of my fantasy teams. Not Chris Tomlin's fifth cord, by the way, one of my okay. other ones. Okay. And, but because I think he's a great fantasy quarterback, he's going to get tons of fantasy points. But do I want him quarterbacking my pro team? I don't know. I mean, he's an incredible athlete and exciting to watch. But how many times have we seen you got to have a quarterback who can sit in the pocket and just pick you apart?
A good playoff defense does what the Titans did to that style of play. I mean, we can't even be that. Like, this is the other thing was missing from Mitch last year. He didn't run much because of the shoulder. Like, that's his game is more like Lamar Jackson's than it is a pocket passer, if we're honest.
Yeah.
So we saw the Eagles kind of do it to Mitch, too, though he's nowhere near the same level of talent.
No.
But yeah, Lamar has to be. He has to show that he can beat you with his arm late in a tight game against a good defense. Mm-hmm.
And maybe he will.
But if his numbers repeat it, those are closer to Mahomes than Watson, is what I'm getting mm-hmm. at. Hey, we have to talk about this. I've heard from the Peanut Gallery here about this when one of my friends was like, "Oh, you're recording now," you know, like in a G chat. Are you worried about Quinn and Mac with the injury report?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, because it's Mac's knee, and you know how can he get the leverage that he needs if he's nursing a bum knee?
How are they hurt? What they haven't even been doing anything? The scrimmage? Like, I'm so confused that the two most important players, well, one, the first most important, and then another important, are already hurt. Mm-hmm. I hate the Bears.
Yeah, the guy, the guy that you got to hopefully, you know, put you over the top for the best defense in the league. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure Mac's going to play. And Quinn seems sure like a coin flip, but will they be effective enough?
And with Quinn, even if he's healthy, I think it's situational. You know, he's not going to be all four downs.
I hope that keeps it from really being that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know what? No. God bless the Bears. Last year at this time, we were gearing up for Bears-Packers, and we were going to go on a Super Bowl run, and then they threw up all over themselves for 3 months.
Yeah.
Now the Bears, look at the messaging. The Bears are picking Mitch Trubisky to be the QB again. They traded pick for Nick Foles. They brought in Robert Quinn. He's hurt. Khalil Mack has a bum knee. They are doing everything in their power to cool our Jets down. So I say thank you, Bears. Thank you for taking down the hype train.
Bears! Nice. Bears. That's a great perspective. Thank you.
And with that, I am out of Bears thoughts.
All right. Well, let's reconvene next week and break down the Bears-Lions game, see how our predictions went. And we can see how we picked with the Chiefs and Texans tonight.
And
I am so looking forward to watching football. Ooh,
I know. I'm just happy to get to watch it. And I just hope it all works out virus-wise without any big issues.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all right, man. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Always nice to have Mark join me. We have a good time. And he's going to be joining more regularly as we will be doing a breakdown of each Bears game, as well as a looking ahead and previewing each Bears game as the season progresses, as we march towards the Super Bowl title. That might be wishful thinking. Love to hear your thoughts. Send me on Twitter. Send me a message on Twitter. My address handle is @meatballcomp34. Or you can shoot me an email, themeatballcomposer@mail.com. I hope you're able to enjoy football this weekend. It's nice to have it back. But remember to look out for each other. Keep your masks on. Keep your social distancing. so we can keep this controlled until there's some vaccines and treatments that can help get this fully behind us and we can move on. All right, thanks again. Talk to you next time. Bears.
You suck, Chris.